There we go. Sorry about that, folks. We ran out of time, but we're still going. Infinite, don't stop.
Infinite, the true meaning of infinite.
We keep on going. Even Zoom can't stop this. We're gonna keep on going till April 28th. No food. We're gonna be fasting for the next 4 days, 5 days. Just talking and recording, rapping. So you left off on that you've been collaborating more because you took a year off.
Yeah, I
So
took a year off to try to really build a community, really tap in with like dope artists, you know what I'm saying? Really tap in with artists that I feel like that's just doing their thing, you know? And it allowed me to what's the word? To spread out more in terms of just creativity, like different ways to create, collaborating with different people. The community is bigger, so that way it's not just, oh, you know, I drop music, listen to me. It's no, hey, my friend dropped music. Let's all go, you know, enjoy his music. And then it's just become a, I look at
a
it like
community,
abundant, yeah, community, the
abundant,
abundance.
abundant community.
Yeah, abundant community, where it's just everybody support each other doing their thing. And, you know, if this person happens to get a major placement, you know, we already seen it coming because, you know, we just genuinely believe that he's a star anyway, you know. So that was, I took a year off for that, and it helped me to learn a lot of things, and collabing with genuinely dope people create more dope art, you know.
Do you have any MCs or rappers that are coming from other parts of the world or just in the States?
Man, it's far as the people that I'm really proud to actually know, it's a lot of people, so I ain't gonna say too many names, but and I don't want to miss out on nobody. But for sure, my childhood friend, actually, I'm not just saying it because he's my childhood friend. He's really, I didn't know he made music till later on, and he actually like, yo, bro, let me buy some beats. And he, when I heard him rap, I was like, yo, bro, like, you're on a different level. His name is, you call him Ocho. But he is, the way you type his name is like, it's like two O's, so D00L8. I know it's a lot, but I call him Ocho for short.
Ocho, like eight.
Yeah, eight. Yeah, that's his
Yeah.
number. Eight. That's his number. He loved that
Yeah.
number, eight. So, he's really dope. And then I actually collabed with this guy named Skunk. He's all the way in New Zealand. I found him on TikTok. He's
Dude, New
Skunk is
Zealand.
really dope. Skunk is, he's a dope producer, really dope producer. It's a lot of people. Matter of fact, it's a guy named Aki. He's a producer out there in Texas, in Houston.
Oh, for
He's
real?
doing his thing.
H
Really doing his
damn.
thing. Yeah, he's dope. He's nasty, like
Nasty.
crazy with the music. It's a lot of people though, but I built a Discord. It's a Discord full of artists, producers, graphic designers. It built over time. It'll be a year in this summer.
Already. Damn.
And it got up to 224 people now, to be
That's
exact.
amazing, man.
So yeah,
I think
it's
that's when I first started really following you around the summertime. I
yeah,
think
some
around that time.
yeah, that's when I first started. It's only been a it'll be a year where I actually been consistent on TikTok and like posting content. This would be the first, it'll be a year in July or
In
something
July.
like that. Yeah, July. That's when I really started, like, let me post my content up
Because I
here.
remember even before you became into the 1,000, I remember you're trying to get to 1,000. And I remember reposting that, bro. I want this boy to freaking get to a
Nah,
thousand already. Like I want him to be like recording live, you know, to be able to.
yeah.
And I was like, man, this guy's got to get there, man. And
Nah, I
I
appreciate
was
that.
supporting that vibe, man. Now look at us here, like freaking months later, almost a year later, and we're chatting it up. That's
Yeah,
amazing,
nah,
man.
that's dope, man. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but I really appreciate the feedback, and just like I said, the platform, and it did things like this, events like this, it keeps me motivated, like, okay, I'm doing something, you
You
know.
no, you are, man. And I feel like you've been in your lane, and now that lane is getting wider for you. Like, okay, now I can do more things in this lane. Because I feel like sometimes we get desperate and we want to switch lanes, and then we switch lanes, and then we end up where we're not supposed to be there. You're like, damn, I should have stayed in that lane. Like, so I feel like you're growing in a good rate, like where people are starting to appreciate the art form, and it's like I said, like it's a community that starts like an algorithm, right? Like you start feeding the algorithm, and then like, oh, okay, that's what I need, that's what I want, and then people start finding it, and they're like, oh, that's my cup of tea, that's the tea that I've been wanting this whole time, but I couldn't find it, but now I know where it is at, like, and I know I go to Naviel, and that's where it's at, bro, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, it took a minute. It's just it taught me a lot, this the year that just passed, 23. It taught me that consistency.
Consistency, yeah.
That's
Discipline.
discipline and consistent. That was the first year I actually like sat in front of a camera. I never was like, let me be in front of the camera. I had to really like, let me make some content, let me show myself. I would just post my beats and let the sound and the picture be up there, and then
No, you had
that
to,
was be
that
in front
wasn't
of the camera.
working.
And now it wasn't working. I had to be out there.
When you started recording in the woods and like freestyling to the beats, I remember that. I was like, dude, okay, he's on something. He needs to do more of that.
I had to switch it up. It's staying creative. Like, okay, now I'm in front of the camera. Okay, I got comfortable with just being in front of the camera. Now let's take the camera somewhere. Let's let them show, now I'm doing vlogs. Like, let them see me digging in the crates. Literally, let them see where I'm at. Let me,
The culture, man.
yeah,
The
the
actual
culture.
the culture that you're actually living, you know, like what your day to day. And people are like that, bro, like that. People love that.
That's it taught me a lot, and it, it that type of consistency and that type of just evolving too, getting out your comfort zone.
Exactly.
I had to get out my comfort zone, and I'm still doing that every day, like just learning new ways to how to get out my comfort zone and take things further,
And it's good because you're actually gauging yourself, like, what am I lacking? What can I do differently? What can I improve on? And that takes like going against your ego, you know, sometimes. Like, if we're not like, I remember back in the days when, like, dude, I want to do something with podcasting, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I heard about the terminology, but it sounded like something that I wanted to learn about. But I was, what am I gonna talk about? You know, like, and I start thinking about it like for days, like, nah, man, this is not for me. But and then I start like, no, bro, this is actually for me. Like, and I start digging in the mind, like, why? And like, what motivates me? And like, no, I need to do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm not gonna stop. Like, I've been podcasting since 2017. Like, so it's been a while.
Congrats, man. I'm glad. Podcasts is, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I listen to podcasts when I'm just, like wanted, it's like having a conversation without having a conversation.
Correct.
Just being able to hear different perspectives, and that's beautiful, man. It's needed, especially in this day and age, especially positive ones and ones that's actually talking about something that's of substance. It's like a bag of chips. Like, you're gonna eat some chips, and you might be hungry. The chips not gonna get you full, you know what I'm saying? But if you get a good, a good meal, which is good content in a sense, you're not just popping out something and just putting things together just for the heck of it, but you're actually putting some substance behind it. It's gonna be food for the people and actually benefit them in the long run.
Long term, man, long term. And so I had to really go against the ego. Like, nah, man, I know that I wasn't a great speaker, and I'm still working on that. Like, kind of like you're saying, like, I'm still working on my artistry as a speaker, but I studied a lot. I've read a lot of books. I've watched a lot of videos. I've like kept up with the guys who know, you know, like the people who know. And like, all right, if I know that I lack in that, I need to go in that direction so that I can improve on that. And it takes, if you don't have that awareness, then you won't get to where you need to get to, you know, like you're gonna be like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. It's kind of like when your mom knew that you thought you were good, like, no, bro, you need to go to Berkeley. You need to go to Berkeley.
For real. That's important. A lot of not being aware can mess you up a lot. Just and your ego can mess you up a lot. Thinking that, oh, I need I, oh no, nah, I'm too good for this, or not thinking you good enough.
Exactly.
It's the You have to know yourself in anything that you do. You have to know yourself. Even you might not know everything, but know enough to be aware, you know. I think that's important.
Awareness, man. Awareness is a big, big, huge game changer. You can easily start working on yourself and pinpoint exactly what needs to be worked on. And if you know the what it is, but because if you're like you're going against the ego, like, nah, bro, I know I need to work on all of these. You start going in the right direction, bro. Easily. It's an easy formula, but it's a hard one to look at sometimes.
It's easy in terms of is what they say, easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's
Exactly.
easier. I could, you know, it's like somebody said, I could talk about doing a push up, but if I don't do a push up, then I'm just talking about it. So
Yeah.
that's a beautiful thing, awareness. That the mind hacks, I call them
You
mind
read
hacks.
books? A lot of books or
A lot. I read a lot.
self-help books or like or what kind of books you read?
So to be honest, I read a lot of mystic. What's the word? I can say it's like self-help, but it's like it's metaphysical in turn.
Metaphysical.
It's metaph.
Hey,
It's like metaphysical.
that's what I'm talking about. Nah, deep. Nah, I know about that. What's up?
Yeah, metaphysical. So recently I'm reading something called the Isaiah Effect, and
Oh, that sounds interesting.
the Isaiah Effect. It's called the Isaiah Effect, the Sophisticated Science of Prayer,
No
and it's
way.
yeah,
Talk about
it's
that. Talk about that.
so it's linked to quantum physics. Yeah, it's linked to quantum
Bro, you're
physics.
hitting, bro. I talk about this, bro. Ah. And I don't know about this book though, but I'm gonna read this book now because I talk about this. All right, go ahead. And then
Yeah, no, quantum physics is basically saying that you can quantum leap. Prayer is basically like quantum leaping, because you're able to understand, once you understand the power of prayer, you know, praying for something, not only just praying for something, but believing in it, and then not only believing it, but putting the action, and then not only putting the action, but putting it and having the actual faith. You know, it's a lot of components, but it's they broke it down. The book is basically talking about, on an atomic level, they have like these like scientific novels that they have where they do experiments on like quantum physics, and they were basically saying on a molecular level, they're trying to figure out how to quantum leap on a molecular level. So what they're basically figuring out, they said that if an atom is like 1/3 of a second or 1 trillionth of a second in passing of another atom, then you could basically quantum leap, for lack of words. And they say if you can do this on a molecular level, then imagine just being in the right time, in the right place, and putting in the right energy, you can quantum leap into an area. Like if I'm putting my music out and I'm performing and I'm doing everything I need to do, if I just happen to be a trillionth of a second of a quote unquote A&R or some type of musician or that can help me,
it
put me in a better,
catapults.
it catapults.
You
Now I'm like,
change, shift.
it changes.
You're in a different dimension then, right there.
It's a deep book, man. Like I said, I'm only in the first chapter.
The Isaiah Effect. Man, you just put me on today. But, bro, let me tell you something. Everything you just said, that's, I've been studying and not, I didn't know there was a book about it because I've been doing my own, like, choosing different books and putting like stuff
Pieces together.
together. Yeah, like a puzzle. So I read the Quantum Physics for Dummies book a while back. I've read it a couple of times because it's so interesting, right? You want to know about the molecular quantum physics, what's going on in that world. And then I know about prayer. Like I know that exists, you know. So what I started to understand is like, oh, so quantum physics is the way to explain God's miracles. Because if you know quantum physics, then you can understand how miracles happen, how near death experiences happen, how synchronicities happen, how when you think of someone and they call you happens, when you think of somebody and then all of a sudden you see him and or, you know, like us
Yeah.
connecting, like all of this quantum physics is out there, and it starts with a thought, it starts with a ambience, it starts with a prayer, with a
Yeah.
word, the power of the word, the power of the prayer. So I started connecting all these dots, bro. And that's why the Infinite Talks podcast was part. Like, that's, if you listen
Yeah.
to a lot, if you go back to the beginning,
Yeah.
you're going to hear a lot of these episodes where I talk about this stuff, because a lot of people are, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some people that know what's up,
Yeah.
but like the general public, you talk about this and they'll be like, bro, I don't know what the fuck you're
Yeah,
talking about.
yeah,
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
they're like, they're
yeah.
turned off real quickly.
Yeah.
But because my grandma, like going back to my grandma, rest in peace, my grandma Lala, she prayed a lot. And when we were younger, we experienced like miracles, bro. Like, you know, stuff that was miraculous. So I knew, I had never experienced it, but I was witnessed it. And now that I'm older, I'm able to experience it and witness it. So I know how powerful a prayer can be. I know how powerful the opposite can be. Like putting your mind in a negative set,
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden the trickle down effect happens, and you're like, why? And then you're like,
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
let me look at my trajectory of thought. And then you start seeing all these negative things happen to you. So it's crazy, man. Like how, then now this book, I'm pretty sure, pretty puts it all together in a summary where it connects all the dots without,
Yeah.
you know, going the long
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, nah, that's actually dope though. It's dope. I think you would love that book if you already read the quantum, the physics for dummies. I think
Yeah,
that
that book was, it was hard to read though. Not to, I mean, I had to read it twice because there
yeah.
was so much information. I wrote tons of notes and I was trying to understand. But one thing that I did get was that, kind of like what you're talking about, the speed of an atom, right?
Yeah,
Or of a
yeah.
quantum particle.
Yeah.
Like when you try to measure it, you don't know exactly, because you record data, but how can you record data that's always going? If you record it, it's only a point in time. So it changes. It's never gonna be the same. So
That's crazy.
I was like, kind of like what you're talking about right now, like the speed of the, you know, 1/10th or 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. And like now, if you really start digging into that, I think you start getting more concrete data. Like, oh shit, like right now, I have a, it's not a prayer group, but if you go down to my episodes, the Frequency Squad, there's four of us,
That's a
and
dope name.
we talk, we pray, we help each other out. And when we
Yeah.
do prayers, bro, it just changes the vibe, man. And it's,
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
not even in the same area. We're all like,
Yeah.
somebody's in Paterson, New Jersey. Hey, shout outs to Luis, jump, aka Jump Out, the guy I was telling you about.
Okay.
And then my homie in San Antonio, you know, shout outs to J Tats. And then we got Rob, which lives here in Laredo, but we hardly see each other.
Yeah.
And it's me here in Laredo. So when we pray and we do prayers for each other, dude, we feel this vibe,
Yeah,
son.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's real. People
So
don't,
on the
yeah, that.
metaphysical is working
Yeah.
somehow, you know?
Yeah,
And
that's
that's what I want to learn. Like, I want to learn why it exists, because I know it
yeah.
exists.
Yeah, it's the universal law. Everything goes by universal law, whether we believe it or
Or
not.
not.
You know, like you plant a seed in the ground and then you water it and then it grows forth the fruit and then you like, okay, like the nature obeys the law. We see that nature, the sun, you know, comes around at a certain time. The moon shines at a certain time. These are universal laws that happens, and they're also spiritual laws that happens as well. So that's to understand that is to understand that's what you mean by metaphysical. Meta just means before or after, before the physical or after physical. So when you think about metaphysical, you're thinking about what happens before you in the physical, which is aka the spiritual realm,
Into
that it
physical.
manifests, yeah, into the physical. And then what happens when you leave the physical and you into another.
Dimension.
Yeah. So that's metaphysics. That's.
Bro, this is a, I love where we're going. This is a, I wanted to ask you about that because of your titles that you have on your TikTok
Yeah.
and the high priest. I'm like, okay, he has to
Yeah.
know something about the
Yeah.
metaphysical world.
Yeah.
And it,
That.
I actually asked you in my mind, and you came up with a response, like, so
Hey, that's the quantum physics.
We're in the same frequency, bro. That's what we talk about. That's why we're called the frequency squad, because
That's dope.
we, when we talk about things, we always like, dude, we're correlating with a lot of frequencies.
Yeah.
And like, and we understand frequencies, understand like the cycles of life, man. Everything, how it happens,
Yeah.
everything lines up for you or doesn't line up for you because of a certain purpose. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
that's real. That's real. Yeah, that's real, man. That's another thing that helped me. It's not, it's more than just music for me, because I understand that music is a spiritual thing personally. You know, for me, music is a spiritual thing, and I study a lot of just me being me. I love spiritual concepts. I think I was born in a space where, you know, things happen spiritually, and I couldn't understand it, but I had to learn on my own, and then being had to really learn, you know, really learn and have a relationship with God to understand my path. And that's the whole basis of why I am the way I am, you know. So it goes from spirit, mind, you know, physical, but the spirit, being able to understand my spirit and my connection with God, this is why I'm where I'm at now, ultimately. And I'll say that wherever, however, no matter what, because that's the truth in my life, you know. That's the what reason why I am where I am is because God put me in this position. You know, He trusts me enough to be able to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's, yeah.
And I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm right here
Hey,
because
hey.
if you look at my I think today, you know how you write notes on your Instagram? I hardly ever write a note, but something came to my mind right before an event today. I had an event for work where I had to like be there for the kids, and something told me I never write notes, bro, on my Instagram, first of all. And then I was like, you know what? I have to write something that says something that I'm connected with God. And also I put, I am not, no, I'm no one without God. And we're talking about this right now, bro. That's still in my, I'm pretty sure if you go on my Instagram, it says that still.
I'm gonna follow you on IG too. I'm about to
Yeah, it's
follow
under my
you.
name, bro. Just look for me under Eric S. Castillo.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
I started back in 2012 or earlier. I don't even know, bro. It was early.
Nah, that's a dope, that's a dope saying though. I mean, it's simple, but it's real,
I'm no
you
one
know.
without God. And then I just needed that like little push to be present for the kids, because I went to this it's like a child advocacy center, and a lot of kids have been through abuse and go there, and it was El Día de los Niños for them. So we had like a little, you know, fun activities for them, and that's like, I was there to give out stuff to, I give them frisbees and like little coloring books and colors and stuff to make them like more present with what they're doing, bro. Yeah.
That's
So,
beautiful.
yeah, man. But going in there, I had to say that to myself, like, I am no one without God. And boom, let's go. I felt better, man.
Hey, you'll get a lot done knowing that the things you can't control, but it's a lot of things you can't control. And that's under control by God alone, you know,
Under
man.
control. That sounds
Yeah. Yeah.
way different now. You all right?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Bro, and talk about spirituality. Like, how have you had like any, like, 'cause in the music business, you know what's up, right? There's a
Yeah.
lot of spirituality. You can go either way, and I've seen both, and I think that's why I kind of strayed away from the music for a long time. Or not even just music, but just have you, do you have any spiritual experiences that, like, man, really catapult you to a different mindset?
Man, it's a lot. What can I say to as far as in terms of music?
I mean, whatever, wherever you want to take it. It could be music. It could be music too, because I know you probably see it more in music.
Honestly, I would say when it comes to, well, it's a lot of things. I would go with the first instinct. So the first instinct was one. I shared for the platform. One is that I never understood what spiritual warfare was.
Ooh.
I would never understood that. I was always, as a kid, I was always very spiritually inclined, and I couldn't explain it. Like you'll see certain things, like, you know what I'm saying? I was very spiritually inclined at a young age, and it wasn't because I wanted to be a certain way. It wasn't an aesthetic, or it just happened. And then you're like, yo, what in the world is happening? So early on, I understood that there is a spiritual forces that work for you and don't work for you early on. And I think the earliest for me was just I was going through a spiritual warfare, and I didn't know what it was at a young age. You know, just being attacked in dreams, and you know, I couldn't explain it, and it was just weird. You know, it was just happening back to back, and the only thing I had was prayer. Like I was like, I remember, like this is I didn't know nothing. I remember just praying. I was like, yo, God, if you real, just can you help me out with this? If you real. I just remember that was, and ever since then, that experience, I experienced something that to this day that nobody can tell me that it isn't true. And that experience was just I shared for the platform, but it was just I was getting attacked spiritually in my dreams. Like it was crazy. Like hearing languages I didn't even know exist. Like,
Wow.
you know what I'm saying? Hearing if I was a teller when I was younger, they probably put me in some type of home.
100%.
But I knew I wasn't crazy though. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew, but
It was
with
so
that
vivid.
it was I couldn't make it up. Like it wasn't like I wanted to make it up. It was like I knew I was young, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't just happen. And I remember just praying, and I remember praying to the point where I couldn't even hear my own thoughts of me praying. I would hear these like ancient voices that was didn't sound good. It was
Wow.
languages I didn't even it was crazy.
Comprehend.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I remember praying like, yo, God, please take this away, 'cause I don't know what this is. If you're real, just please help me out.
So it might have been like a crossroads for you in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, it was. And it was
And
around. Go ahead.
you found that there was a door for you like to. And maybe in a
Yeah.
like you were still young, you still didn't understand a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
But in the quantum level,
Yeah.
back to the quantum level,
Yeah.
they're like, okay, this now is for us to go this route and
Yeah.
stay in this plane of existence.
Yeah, that's a I can agree. I that experience let me know that God was real. I knew God was real, but
Not on that level.
not on that level. When I
Yeah.
experienced that early on, it changed my whole life because I was praying to the point where I couldn't even hear myself. I was hearing these voices that wasn't, I knew they wasn't good. But once I never forget it, and I share this experience because maybe it helped somebody else out. But I remember praying, and I couldn't. Once I started praying, I was able to start hearing my voice because my voice was buried in like these other voices or something. And once I was praying, I was able to hear my voice, and I heard the other voices like really screaming, like to the point they scream until they disappear.
They faded away.
They faded away, and I was able to like, I felt this presence like it was a wind in the room, and it felt,
Relieving.
yeah, like it was crazy. I could never, that
How old
experience,
were you, man?
I was 13.
13 years old.
Yeah,
Yeah,
13.
and if you think about it, 13 years old, you were in Virginia, right?
Yeah, Virginia, yep.
Being in that environment, maybe you're around, not maybe you, like technically,
Yeah.
like, well, with the people around you, but like in that environment, maybe there's ways where, like, you know what, let's grab these people and put
Yeah.
them in this realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were fighting for your soul at that point, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. It changed my life. I ain't gonna lie. I really, after that, I literally went into a deep dive at an early age. Like, what is this?
Wow.
And
Thank you for sharing that, bro. That's impactful, man. Like, I know, and we're running out of time again. We have 9 minutes, but I'm up. Before we wrap up, this is gonna be the last one because I know it's getting late.
it
Yeah. But I remember when I was in the music, audio engineering program, and I wanted to go into music. I wanted to, you know what? I was super ambitious, bro. I was like not like you. I was like not centered. I didn't know myself, but I had people in Laredo, right? Which is about 4 or 5 hours from here. My mom would pray for me every day. My godmother would pray for me every day. My grandma would pray for me every day. And I was around, H-Town, I don't know if you've ever been to H-Town. H-Town is wild.
Yeah, I can
H-Town is a
imagine.
good jungle, bro. It's a jungle of crazy madness going on. Back in the 2000s, like the hip hop scene over there was fire. It was blowing up. And I was not around those circles, but in the lower end, lower end three,
But
and we're making the beats there. We're around a lot of, influence, bad influence people, and I could see the spiritual side of the music, and I think I was that's when I started understanding like selling your soul. I was like, I think I was being introduced to that on a quantum level, and I'm like, because and this is like an experience that you shared. Like I'm gonna share mine. It was very, very wild because I was in a room with my roommate, and we're listening to music, Screwed, and Chopped, and but this time we screwed our own music. We just on. We had a tape deck where you can slow down the music. So we played music and we just slowed down the RPM and we made it slower. And all of a sudden we're talking and rapping and freestyling. You know how we are, like in the studio. We're just freestyling to our own beats, and all of a sudden we start freestyling to other people's beats, and we go on this like we're sipping on I was drinking, I don't even know what it was, bro. I was like getting hammered, and then you can tell it wasn't me when I started rapping. It was like he was rapping about us making it to the other, like making it big. And when he stopped and we're just chilling, I was like, man, that's gonna be badass when we make it big. And then all of a sudden a song comes out by Dr. Dre. And I think in the Chronic, the not the original Chronic, the Chronic they released like the second one, right? I think it's the last album, but I don't even know. The Chronic 2001 or something like that.
I know you're talking about.
He has a song about his brother who passed away. So on a spiritual level, I understood like, oh shit, this is a contract, dog, on a spiritual level. Like you want to make it big, one of your family members has to die. And I took it like that. And I was just like that. I was like, I made my mind up. I'm going back to the radio.
Nah, they be doing that, yo. They that's
No,
because
but
mute, yeah.
it was like oh, sorry. Go ahead. To what?
Not cause music is, like I said, if you get deep into music, it's a part of mind control, like when down to the hertz, the actual
The
frequency,
frequencies.
like the way that we record now, 440
40.
hertz, that control amongst itself. To understand that if you read in the biblical terms, David actually played the harp and he made demons flee. So if demons get irritated from certain frequencies, then imagine what they can do when they use the frequencies. Music is very powerful. It's very, like I said, we can hear music. It goes into our mind
Subconscious and the body.
and yeah, it's spiritual, man. It's something powerful about that. It's real. It's not
And
to be.
man, and talking about that, you know how Ryan King Ryan just fought Ryan Garcia? Before his fight, he had a orchestra of violinists playing the violin in his workout room before warming up. When he's warming up in his locker room, and they're playing the violin, bro. And then Mike Tyson walks in, is like, "Hey, what's up? What's up, Ryan?" And then, "It's up, Mike. What's up, Mike?" He gives him a hug and then leaves. Hey man, I love you. I love you. And he walks out. Mike Tyson.
That's
And
crazy.
they're playing the it doesn't stop, bro. They're just playing. It's like, I feel like that was one of the dopest moments in boxing history.
Yeah, that's
I was like,
actually dope.
what the? So he went on the PBD podcast 2 days ago or 3 days ago, and they asked him, what was that all about, Ryan? Who brought up that the violence?
Yeah.
He's like, it was my idea. And the reason I brought him in is because I wanted to protect my aura. I wanted to protect my energy from the bad vibes. I was protecting my camp so that when I go into fight mode, I'm in my, tip top mind, because mind, body, and spirit connected all. Boom.
Man, that's real. That's
It's
real.
game changer, bro.
That's real. That's
Game changer.
real. Especially when you understand it.
Frequencies, man. The
That
good
I
ones.
yeah, you ever heard of Dr. Phil Valentine?
No.
He talks he says something. He's a metaphysicist, but I leave you with this. But he said that he was talking about mind control, and he was talking about the fact that if you don't pay attention to something, a certain atom, or if your brain don't think about it, it don't becomes matter. It don't becomes matter. But once you pay attention to something, it becomes matter, and
Manifest itself.
it becomes reality. And that can happen with symbolic things, whether you
Like
believe it or not.
sigils and
Yeah, yes,
metaphysics,
yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Sigils and
Yeah.
metaphysics, yeah. I know about that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh
Yeah.
man. Man, I think
That's
we're gonna have to do a part 22, bro, because we're like 3 minutes like away from recording
Yeah.
this last episode, part three. Bro, we're gonna have to link up
Yeah.
again, man. Link up again.
I'm dropping an album soon.
Oh yeah. Let us know what's up. What's up? What are you gonna drop?
Dropping an album. These are digital physical cards. I don't know if
No
you've seen them.
way, man.
So it's like the album you scan it on your phone, and you can have some artwork, and it's the physical. I'm gonna actually send you some. Send me a PO, and I'll send you some merchandise. For you to have. Yeah.
Bro, man,
But yeah,
that's
Mass
amazing, bro.
Destruction. Coming out,
What is it called?
Mass Destruction.
No way.
Mass Destruction.
That
It
sounds
talk.
fire.
I appreciate it. It talks a lot about the spiritual aspects and things like that. So that's gonna. I'm gonna send you some stuff. I wanted to send it to you before we got up here, so you can have something to, hear something. But we'll do it again. I'm aiming towards May 7th, to release it. So Mass Destruction coming
Is
out.
that a wait, fourth? It's a Saturday. A Tuesday. Is it a Tuesday?
Should be. Let me see.
I think it's a Tuesday.
Yes, yeah, a Tuesday. Mason, yeah,
Yeah.
on the Tuesday. Yeah. Yep.
That's gonna
Yep.
be beautiful,
Yep.
man. Amazing. I'm so hyped for that. I wanna jam out to your stuff, bro, for
I
real.
appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm gonna send you some stuff. So when you get a chance, just send me your
Yes,
like a
sir.
PO box or something, and I'll just send you some
I'll send
stuff.
you my address, man. You can come down to Texas whenever you want to, man. You're
Yeah.
invited.
No, I
Yeah.
appreciate it. I would love to perform out there.
Hacemos una carne asada. That means we'll make a cookout for you, bro. I
Ooh,
don't know if you eat carne asada or you eat like barbecue stuff, but you stay with
hold on,
maybe
hold on,
you.
hold on. Hold on, I know the word arroz, frijoles,
There you go.
and pescado.
Pescado.
Pescado, yeah.
Fish.
Verduras.
Verduras.
Yeah. And that's all I eat, fish and veggies.
Oh
And
man, you eat lean. No wonder you're lean. Man, you're probably gonna turn. You're gonna probably eat meat over here when you start smelling all that good food. Like,
I'm
I'm
like,
at.
don't tell nobody, bro.
Don't record this.
Carne
Carnasada.
and
Now we can make smoke some fish or whatever, man. Fry
yeah,
it.
that'd be cool. I'd be hyped, man. That's all I ate when I was out there in DR.
Yeah,
Pescado,
pescado,
frijoles,
frijoles,
arroz,
habichuela,
ooh,
yeah,
verduras.
verduras,
That's something
brother.
else. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for coming on today, bro. I really enjoyed this
Nah,
conversation. Guys, go check
likewise.
out Naviel at TikTok. I'll put it all in the show notes so you can follow all this stuff. Amazing guy, amazing. This is a musical genius, sound scientist, and beautiful person, Ryan. Like, thank you so much for your time today. Any last words before we go? We have like a few seconds.
I just appreciate the platform, bro. I appreciate you, man.